Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Excuse me?
What's your name? My name's Miriam.
Oh, Jasmine, how are you? What's your name?
Miriam.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Esther.
Hi. Yes, and come on, yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
So today is the eighth day of Nisan, and that connects us to the month of Cheshvan, sometimes referred to as Mar Cheshvan, the explanation for Mar, which means bitter, is that there's no holidays in Cheshvan, but as we know, there are some very strong energy days in Cheshvan. The 11th of Cheshvan is the Hilulah of Rachel Imenu, the birth date of Benjamin Ben Yaakov, and the Hilulah of Methuselah, the longest living human being. The 17th of Cheshvan is the start of the flood, which was expected to be a very positive day, being the 17th, Tov. But due to human activity, it became a negative day. So we know there's some very strong positive energy days in Cheshvan. And if we do our actions properly today and in the month of Cheshvan, we can transform the Mar, the bitter, to the Ram, the elevated, just by reversing the letters. But it's not as easy as just reversing the letters, as we all know. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan for the year Tashin Ayin Chet is on the evening of October 9th. Until the sunset of October 11th. The actions you do on this eighth day of Nisan will impact positively or negatively the month of Cheshvan in the year 5778. And the day that this takes place is today, which started last night, the evening of April 3rd, and continues until sundown today on April 4th. The first action that we will do is to connect to the appropriate permutation for the month of Cheshvan. And we do that for two names, the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and the name of Ech-Yeh, Aleph-Heh-Yud-Heh. And the correct permutation for Cheshvan is Vav Hey Hey Yud and Yud Hey Hey Aleph. And please join me in repeating those sequences of letters using the root vowel for those letters. Vav Hey Hey Yo Yo Hey Hey Ya. Wah 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 hey hey yo yo hey hey ya. We're now going to say the Ana B'Koach, stopping at the third verse. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Tacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Shei Yehud Ha. Kivavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan. The Dalet, just like in Nisan, is created by the letter Dalet, the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, the planet of war, the planet of conflict. the planet of confrontation. And the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, which is the scorpion. And this is the astrological sign of Scorpio. The scorpion is the only animal that will eat its own children when it goes into what is referred to as crisis, when it doesn't realize what it's doing because it's so much so into its personal selfish fears. The letters Dalet and Nun spell the Hebrew word din, and din means judgment. And as we discussed earlier, the month of Scorpio, the month of Cheshvan, is a month of judgment. If you're doing righteous actions, if you're doing positive actions, there's no need to be afraid or concerned with judgment. Because when you do positive actions, you return positive actions. But there's this process called time, the separation between cause and effect, that doesn't let you see the immediate return of that goodness into your life. Because when we do negative actions, those negative actions return negativity to us. And that's when we're very happy to have time. Time to reconsider the action. Time to do teshuvah for the action. The universe is very fair. The universe says if you're going to have time to reconsider negative actions, then you need to have time to reconsider your positive actions or to reinforce your positive actions. Barchem tacharem rakamei sitkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditav gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha het kuf bet het nunayin yachid geyer Lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu k'tabel u'shma tziakatenu yodea ta'alumot. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Taf. We're now going to learn more or connect more with the various aspects that are revealed in the Sefer Yetzirah, the relationships that help us to connect in a more strong way, our control of the month of Cheshvan. The tribes that is in the month of Cheshvan is Benjamin, Benjamin, which means the son of the right. The tribe of Benjamin was actually almost wiped out, as written in the book of Judges, I believe it's in chapters 19 to 21, on the incident of the concubine of Gibeah, I believe. Pronunciation is not necessarily correct. But it's really a horrible story of conflict within the nation, within 11 tribes beating up on one tribe. And Benjamin is almost wiped out. And that is, according to the Midrash, the start of the custom of unmarried women going into the fields around Jerusalem dressed in white clothing that they borrow from their friends in order to meet their soulmate, in order to repopulate the tribe of Benjamin. The sense of the sense of smell is the sense that is connected to the month of Cheshvan. And we can recognize why it's the sense of smell and why we learn about the sense of smell, that it's the closest sense we have to the spiritual levels. The sense of the smell is very difficult to corrupt. If you look at the word akrav, it's spelled ayin, kuf, resh, vav. If you permutate the letters, you can get ayin, bet, being separated by the word kar, meaning coldness. Once we remove the coldness of our hearts, the stoniness of our hearts, the idea that the letter of the law is paramount, and combine the letter of the law with the spirit of the law, we transform coldness and reveal the light of the 72 names of God, the Ayin Bet. This is the potential of the astrological sign of Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. It's its potential. It's not an easy thing to do. The controller is the intestines. Why? Because the intestines represent part of the process of digestion. And what is digestion? It's separating, it's judging between the good things for the body and the waste items for the body. This is how you connect to the central column. This is how you remain connected to the central column.
Hello?
Yes?
I hope I'm not making a mistake and interrupting you, but...
You're not.
Day 8 on the website is Cheshvan, okay, but it's Menashe.
And I said it was Benjamin, yes. There are two groups of two ways to evaluate the tribes. Benjamin was born in the month of Cheshvan. And that's why the Sefer Yetzirah puts Benjamin and tells us it's Benjamin. But you are also correct that the tribe of Menashe is what we will do when we get to the next step, which is to listen to the offering of the tribe of Menashe, which is
okay.
On the 8th day. And
okay, I was following.
No, it's an excellent point. I'm glad you raised it. Because we need to explain it somewhat because it's a very long explanation. But essentially, prior to the Exodus from Egypt, there was an astrological epoch that relates to the... And they're generally, these epochs are approximately 2,000 years old, long. Prior to the Exodus, the tribes that were related to the various astrological signs and the months of the year were different than the modern ones, which come in the new epoch that came after the Exodus. The epoch that was prior to the Exodus was that of of the bull of the month of Taurus. After the Exodus, it became the astrological sign of Aries. And then if you add 2,000 years to when that was given, you're approximately in the 1300s of the modern calendar, or really maybe even closer than that. You have in the 600s, you have the development of the Muslim religion, you have the development of the Dark Ages in Europe. All of this is the astrological sign of Adar, of Pisces. And then when the next redemption takes place, the final redemption, we will be in the astrological epoch, the astrological age of Aquarius. And the tribes change. Not all of the tribes change for the months, but many of them do. And that is the reason for that change between what the Sefer Yetzirah says and what modern rabbis say and what the Kabbalists have generated. But that is the reason for it. So I hope it's clear, even very quick.
Well, it's not following the handout, you know, on the website, so that's why I asked.
Well, it does. If you look at the section on the Sefer Yetzirah, it says Benjamin on the handout, but it doesn't follow it in the actual offering, and that we will explain as we've just done. And I'm glad you raised the point. So the tribe that we are going to read on the offering is Menashe, and the name of the Nasi is Gamliel ben Pedatsur. So give me a second or two to get set up with the reading, which is our next step. Reading, before we say the reading, we generally say two blessings. The first blessing has to do with the words of Torah, and the second blessing has to do with taking those words of Torah into our soul and learning to become a living Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. And may we all say Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asot fa Torah. And may we all say Amen.
Let me
Has the meaning in Hebrew of to be forgotten. The blessing, he will be blessed with a soul that can forget hurts and never feel lax. The word neshama means soul. The phrase Lo cheser kalom, not lacking anything. The phrase, The first shoresh is nun shin hey, to forget or to be forgotten. The shoresh shin hey means a lamb or a young sheep. And another shoresh is men nun, which means from or of. It also means the mana, the heavenly sustenance. The energy verses from the Tanakh for Menashe. There are 111, and the number 111 is the gematria of the Aleph when it's spelled out, Aleph Lamed Peh. And the first verse, Min Habahama Betachora, Wamin Habahama Asher Inana Tehara. Umin ha'of v'kol asher remesh al ha'adama, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the ground. This is one of the 111 energy verses for Menashe. For the name Gamliel, Gamliel has the meaning of God is my camel, or the camel of God. The word Hachotzeh, get out, outside, go out. The phrase, ki yada, when I know, or if I know. And the shoresh is gamel, which means a camel, or the letter gimel. It means to wean, to render, to ripen, and to reward. The energy verses for the name Gamliel, There are eight of them. One of them is Ge'alnu, Hashem Tzvaot Shemo, Kadosh Yisrael, our Redeemer. Hashem of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Pedatzur. The meaning of Pedatzur is a rock of rescue or a rescue rock. The word is Harakia, to soar, to ascend, to flatten, or Shefa, plain, to file, to smooth, to tilt, to be calmed. The phrase, Al Ha'ir, over the city, and the Shoresh, Hey Dalid Hey, to redeem, to ransom, to rescue. And another Shoresh, it's Tsur, the rock, a cliff, a fortress, but also a name of Hashem. Energy verses for Pedat Tsur. There are seven of them, and we know the meaning of the number seven. It's a very powerful name. One of them, one of the energy verses, Petach Tzur Vayitzovo Mayim Halako Betziot Nahar. He opened the rock, and waters gushed out. They ran, a river in the dry places. And I remind you, whenever you read about water in the Torah, it's talking about the wisdom of the Torah, the loving kindness of the Torah. Now we're going to look at the consciousness of Gamliel ben Pedatzur when he brought his various offerings. The silver bowl that weighed 130 shekels. A word in Hebrew for bowl is kearat, which is cognate to a carat, which means to uproot. Jacob tore away the birthright from Reuben and gave it to Joseph. He uprooted the birthright. Why was it 130? Because Jacob was 130 years of age when he went down to Egypt for the sake of Joseph's request. He brought a basin of 70 shekels in weight. And the word basin is, in Hebrew, is mizrach, cognate to the word mizrach, which means to cast down. And this alludes to Joseph, who was cast away from his father, Jacob, and he was sold into slavery into Egypt. Why 70 shekels? The 70 shekels allude to the 70 souls that went down to Egypt, along with and including Jacob. He brought a gold ladle of 10 shekels weight. And the letter Kaf, which is the ladle, alludes to the territory of Manasseh, which looked like a ladle. The meaning of the 10 shekels. And the 10 alludes to the 10 parts of Manasseh's territory. And if you look in Joshua chapter 17, verse 5, you'll get some further understanding of that. he brought a bull as a burnt offering, an ola offering. And this bull alludes to the Machir, the first generation that was born to Menashe. He brought a ram that is a burnt offering. The ram alludes to Gilead, the second generation born to Menashe. And the sheep as an ola, a burnt offering. And this alludes to Lezer, the third generation that was born to Menashe. He brought a sin offering of a male goat. The goats for a sin offering is an allusion to Yair, who did not bequeath his portion to his sons, since he had no sons. He brought 17 animals as a peace offering, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep in the first year. The two cattle allude to the two parts of the tribe of Menashe, half on one side of the Jordan and half on the other side. The 3 varieties of animals allude to the 3 things that Joseph did for Menashe when Jacob put his right hand on Ephraim's head. There are 5 of each animal to allude to the 5 daughters of Zelophehad who inherited in the land. And now we're going to read the Yehi Ratzon. May it be your will, Hashem. Yud Hey Hey Wah. Yud Hey Hey Vav. Our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah, the order of the offering of Gamliel ben Pedatsur, associated with the tribe of Menashe. His offering, which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar, and may it be considered upon us as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names which come from the initial letters and the final letters from this holy scripture. As it is stated, may we compensate for the bull offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, all of the holy sparks and all the holy lights which are included in the holiness of this tribe and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah, and fear you, the awe of Hashem's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, we and our children and our children's children, alluding to the incarnations of the same soul. Hashem will then be king over the entire world. On that day, Hashem will be one and his name one. May they find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. Accept our cry and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, Amen. That concludes our ritual for taking control of the month of Cheshvan. Are there any questions? Reminding you of the classes today, at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock, we will continue our preparation for the Seder. And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Wednesday, we will again do this ritual for the frame of the month of Kislev. If there are Any questions? Always remember the times I'm mentioning are West Coast times, so please make the adjustment to your own time zone. And I bid you all a beautiful day filled with much shalom. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.